In California, two nuclear power plants sit on the coast near active earthquake faults. One is in central California and the other in the south near San Clemente. Authorities have been reassuring people that the plants are safe, but NPR's Carrie Kahn reports that those who live nearby are taking a second look at the facilities in their neighborhoods.
It's a foggy day on the beach in front of the double concrete dome San Onofre nuclear power plant, about 50 miles north of San Diego. The tide is really low, and 19-year-old Jordan Weiss says that's bad for fishing. His bucket is empty, and he hasn't even unpacked his propane grill.
I guess we'll get some burgers going a little bit later on. It's going to be good. Good stuff.
No surf to go with your turf?
No, not at all. That's a sad thing.
Until now, Weiss says he didn't think much about the power plant, but since the events in Japan, he wants to know more about the operations of the nuclear facility.
What's their plan? What's their fail-safe for when something does happen? Because it's very possible. It's very possible.
San Onofre has been operating since the 1980s. At the time it was licensed, scientists estimated that the strongest earthquake that could hit the region would be 6.5. So officials for Southern California Edison, which operates San Onofre, put in an extra margin of safety. They built the plant capable of withstanding a 7.0 quake.
I would like to believe them.
But local environmentalist Gary Hedrick says recent studies show the risk could be greater. Hedrick is an architect and lives in San Clemente, the closest town to the power plant.
Prior to the Japan incident, our position was we just want to make sure they're operating safely. Now that's all different.
Hedrick says the plant needs to be shut down. Last night, he and a group of other activists convinced the San Clemente City Council to ask Southern California Edison to update its safety plans. Spokesman Steve Conroy says the company understands residents are worried, but he says the plant has never been safer.
Our main focus, and it has been since this plant has operated, is the safe operation of this facility.
Conroy says not only can the plant handle a 7.0 quake, it's also protected by a 30-foot-tall tsunami wall. But San Onofre has been fraught with problems. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has cited it for repeated safety violations. Employees were caught falsifying logs, and managers were reprimanded for retaliating against workers voicing safety concerns. Laura Usselding with the Regulatory Commission says the plant has shown much progress in the last 2 years. But for the near future, the agency will keep an additional inspector on site.
We will continue to have the enhanced oversight to ensure that they address other areas that need improvement.
Despite San Onofre's spotty safety record, not everyone is worried about the nuclear plant, especially lifelong resident Jeff Unmach, who surfs in front of it nearly every day.
It's kind of an eyesore, but it supplies power to a lot of people, and it's something that we do need in this time.
But after watching the terrifying images coming out of Japan, local environmentalist Gary Hedrick says residents shouldn't be so complacent.
The fact is, man's best efforts failed in the face of the forces of nature.
He says all he can do is hope that those running and regulating the nuclear plant in his neighborhood are better prepared than those in Japan. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.